right years, which means that they can't get it out of the committee. Those are the two things, and it's just a blackmail thing. And I guarantee, I mean, that's all that there is here. There's no question at all that this is good in his mind and the rest of them for the poor people. Matter of fact, the problem that they see is that it's so good for the poor people that it will upset the people who are better off than the poor people on the farms.
Well, now, what kind of a deal have you got with them? Who's primary? Who is it's having primary? Why don't they take their proxies and vote their proxies and go on and vote the bill out? See, old man Smith's going to give you a runaround to beat hell. He's going to delay you everywhere in the world you can.
Who reported that? Did somebody tell you that?
Yes, Carl Albert's reported it. John McCormick's reported it. Everybody I've talked to.
Mm-hmm.
He's against the youth opportunities, which is a part of you out there.
No question, but nobody else is. He's the only one on that.
I know it, but he's the only chairman you got, too.
Well, I've talked to him twice. He never said that to me, but I'll go back and talk to him again.
Well, you better just see if he'll give you a very prompt hearing and let you vote on it.
Yeah.
But why is this Labor Committee, why do they want to go off now till May the 11th, for God's sake?
Well, what they're going to do is that there's like three or four people want to go off and
Well, why don't they leave their proxy and let us vote the bill out and go start hearings for the Rules Committee? They've had all the damned hearings. They got the amendments, and why don't they come on and turn over their proxy to Phil Landrum and let him vote it out if they're for this administration? All they're doing is delaying, and that's what they're murdering us with it. It's just like the fellow that's bedridden, and he's sick, and he's choking, and then damn, we come in and tie a towel around his jugular.
Well, I'll go back. I talked to Phil twice today, and he is satisfied. Now, maybe he's wrong. I guess he is wrong. But I'll go back and talk to him and ask him what can be done there.
He's not. He's just thinking about his own little shop there. He doesn't think about what we got in the Rules Committee, what we got in the Senate. Well, we got to go to the Senate committee. You've got to have a subcommittee there, and it's got to come back to the full committee, and it's got to get...
Senate side now, we're only going to have the one committee. Where I had that agreement with Lister Hill. There's not going to be a subcommittee.
All right. Well, when are they going to let you start testifying there?
Well, as soon as they let people start testifying over there, I was under the impression, if Brandt were wrong, that when they had this filibuster going on, they weren't going to let anybody have any hearings.
Well, some of them, Lister, I don't imagine, would want them, but they have them in the morning, they have them at night sometimes.
Well, what he told me was that. I mean, Senator Hill told me, you see, that we wouldn't be able to have
a hearing. Find out from offering them how you can get a hearing started.
All right.
Everybody in this town can tell you how not to do something.